I'm ready.
Wow. Sorry.
Yeah, can you sync that up?
Yeah, Stolt, that's my clap. All right, everyone, do the shrillest screech you can. Yeah, fat.
Yeah, fat, ugly retard piece of shit.
Okay, guys. I thought we were joking in here. Like,
they're wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm right. And that's okay.
What are you talking about, poop?
I don't know.
These rats are just pulling hair like...
Yeah. Rat fuck poop fest. Hey, are you, does this shock you? Like, look at this.
We sucks. Can just... It's the dead guy's fault.
Really? I'm gonna blow your mom's butt out. Yeah.
That's why I saw you eating raw squirrels outside my bedroom window.
God, I don't want to poke them. Yeah. I don't want to poke them so bad.
Making them destroy each other's bodies via sex.
This is like, this almost feels like a, like, somehow perverted. Fuck you,
Stolt.
Yeah, Poob was streaming yesterday, and I think we're on thin ice because we were shitting on Stolt for like 5 minutes, and then he just typed in chat. There. He was there. Yeah. It was pretty embarrassing.
What were you? I don't even remember what you said. I was fucking zoned out.
Bad. We were just like, yeah, like, oh, you already made that joke in episode 48. Like, you just is the only one that like remembers what we said.
Yeah.
Because like I say something, I fucking, it's in one ear, out the other. Well, wait, no, out my mouth, in your
back
ears.
Back into your ear.
Yeah, back into my, it goes out my brain, in my mouth, through my ears. And by the, that's a big process. By the end of it, I don't even know the last sentence I said most of the time.
It's like a game of telephone.
Yeah. From one part of your own body to the other part of your own body, game of telephone.
That's what's like schizophrenics are playing telephone with every thought it races through their body. By then it comes out.
Yeah. And then it comes out their mouth and back into their ears, and they're like, that is a fantastic idea. Where did you come up with that?
The CIA is watching me. I think
my
so.
Mouth just told me so. Yeah. Anyway, oh,
well,
wait.
This is season 2, episode
season 2.
4.
Yo, speaking of fucking, wait, we were talking about something. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I was on Discord and I was trying to meet some of, you know, the normal people, the people that meet up the audience. I thought that would be a good idea.
Why?
I don't know. Dude. It's momentary lapse of judgment. So I get on the Discord and I go into a random room and, I think Jacob was in there, Brian. You might have heard this story already because they've been talking about it since then.
Yeah.
But there's this guy in there. His name was Romarium or something, Romanium. And like he was one of those people that just won't stop talking in order to try to be the funniest, I guess. And he was...
Whoa, that sounds like a total dirtbag. Yeah. I hate people like that.
Yeah, I hate it when people...
Yeah, anyway, so like I was saying, I hate people like that. Yeah. I think they're stupid.
He kept like in the like just saying insane shit. And then,
like what? Like lies? Like,
okay,
like,
so one guy was like, so like I'm looking at my like Tinder profile. And then he just cuts him off and he just goes, I bet you don't get any pussy because you're fucking ugly and stupid and fat. And then it's just like quiet in there. He goes, all right, guys, I thought we were memeing in here. I thought we were joking. Oh, I thought we were all friends.
You sons of bitches.
And you guys aren't laughing at what I said. And then like 2 minutes went by of just casual conversation. And he comes back in. He's just like, did you like blow her ass out? Like her fuck, like her butthole out? Because she's like a fat bitch.
Crudeness is unnecessary.
And then he sits there for like 10 seconds. It's quiet. He's like, okay, guys, I thought we were joking in here. Like,
I'm joking.
I'm just like, what is, you guys are clamming up. And I just left. I was like, I can't. He did that shit for like 20 minutes. There was multiple fuck ups. Yeah.
Oh, you motherfuckers. I thought we were memeing.
And so at that point,
calling got shit on me. Yeah, you should have just kept going. Funny.
It would have been like funnier if he just, if he kept doing it like more and more. Yeah. And the verbal attack.
Fat piece of fat.
Yeah, fat, ugly, retard piece
it
of
just
shit.
Keeps getting worse.
Fucking retard.
He's looking up stuff about
I'm
your
just
family.
Kidding, guys.
Yeah, guys. It gets down to where he's just like threatening violence.
I thought we all had a sense of humor here. What's going on? Somewhere our wires got crossed.
I threatened to decapitate your daughters, and this is the response I get. You guys should be laughing right now.
That's grade A humor. What are you talking about? Yeah, I feel like it's a lot of, you know, maybe your audience. They see kind of the...
We share an audience, so it's your audience, too.
Your audience. My audience is like a subsect that's, you know, kind of like a little angels. But your audience, your audience are the deviants. And it's like, you know, they see us on the podcast being like, you suck, you fatty, you idiot. But it's like so much different than just a random ass person. Like, when you're just trying to talk, being like, I'm going to kill your mom. I'm going to blow her butt out. Like,
I don't know this guy.
It's not classy.
Yeah.
What we do is classy. Yeah. But
I've always said it, in order to retain the classiness, you have to know someone at least 6 months before you threaten to kill their mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like coworkers and stuff.
Threatening to, like, blow their butt out, you need to know for a year. It's like easy.
Yeah.
Or, like, deliver it in such an incredibly funny way that everyone's like, whoa. You know what? You get the pass.
Yeah.
We'll be you get the ass blown out that. Pass.
Yeah, you get the, you blew my mom's butt pass. I've been, that's a very coveted.
I hear they don't even give those out every year. Just when someone deserves it.
I only got one time. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was from a black guy. You said, I gave you the pass. I totally read the situation wrong.
And so then you were saying the N word for weeks. Yeah. Yeah. And they tried to validate your pass. And they're like, whoa, buddy, this isn't the N word pass. This is the ass blown out pass.
Yeah. No, you got it all wrong, pal. Yeah. You could just say that you had sex with my mother and blew her butt up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why you're saying the N-word, dude. This is way more coveted. The ass blown out pass is
incredibly racist. What you're saying right now?
Yeah.
No, anyways, that never happened though.
You already got a take for it.
No, but seriously, guys.
Yeah. So that's why I don't go down into the public channels on Discord. Yeah. That's the long and the short of it.
I mean, I've talked about it before. I just go in there. You just hear like people screaming at women or minorities, and I'm like, maybe I don't go back here ever again.
Well, we got rid of all those channel in my Discord. So
the music channel was one of the last vestiges of hope. When what, only like four people could talk,
yeah.
And everyone else just listened.
Yeah.
We should all do a little bit more listening and a little less talking.
Says the three guys on a podcast.
Yeah. Why don't we just take like 5 minutes of listening time? All three of us. Just listen to the world, listen to your bodies. Yeah, they tell you things that you don't know.
I eat a quesadilla.
Quesadilla. God, this is a sober podcast of my end. Really blows my butt up about it. Yeah. But my roommate was like, yeah, you can have one of my gummies. Like a coworker gave them to me. I opened up the bag, coated in mold. And I was... this close to just taking a potato peeler to it and getting off that first layer, which I think would be fine.
Yeah,
but I have a big drive.
You're looking at living evidence that you would have been fine because you eat a mutual lot of mold friend up. Of ours got me Steve. Some cookies, I'm not going to eat a bunch of edibles in like a week. Like it was like a box of edibles. And so
tasty.
Months later, I'm still munching away on them. And like I pulled them out and one was just absolutely moldy. And I just like took a butter knife and went right off the top, ate that shit. Completely fine.
I would have if I'm driving to Kentucky today.
Ooh.
Visit a friend, the jester. Yeah.
Sorry for the drive and everything. That sucks.
Yeah, and it sucks even more because there's like a pretty streamlined way to get there for me, like a highway that goes straight there. But I have to go to my bitch accountant and pay like $40 of taxes and like $500 of they did my taxes fee.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the opposite direction.
Oh, that sucks.
So. Yeah. That was a big slap in the ass and definitely blew my asshole when I saw they were like, yeah, you owe the state $27, but you're going to owe us like several hundred. I'm like, God.
Wait, actually, that happened?
Yeah, because their baseline is $400 to do your taxes, and then it goes up the more complicated it is. And I'm like, I'm a Twitch streamer, and they're like, what the fuck is that? what are you talking about? Yeah, they actually were pretty awesome though. Like, I just filled out a sheet with like, they're like, fill out your expenses. I just wrote down like PS5, like three other things.
Yeah.
She was even like, come on, are you sure you don't want to, like, you can put more in here, you know, like part of your rent, blah, 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 like your internet.
No.
No, I'm good. I can't, like, remember those things, you know?
Oh, dude, I got my house mapped out. Square footage of my office versus square footage of the house and deduct part of the mortgage from it.
I'm going to do that this year because the basement is all technically like office space.
And it's the size of the house.
But even though I'm not technically in it yet, and it's technically might not ever be built, but
go down there and do one stream from it, and then you're able to have video in evidence. The dark.
Yeah. Scary down there. Yeah, I'm frightened. No, it's coming along actually pretty nicely. So should be maybe first quarter 2022.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna start calling things quarters. Kind of more professional.
More businessy.
What quarter are we in right now? Quarter four? Are there only
three? I think
four quarters.
We're in the third quarter.
Quarter three.
Yeah.
So a year is a dollar.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Here's $1. Four quarters.
What dime are we in right now? Like dime eight? What dime? We're in like dime seven. Okay, now what nickel are we in? Let's keep this joke going. Humor through attrition. And if I had to go for pennies, I'd say.
This one's already off the rails. That's fine.
Wait. Back on the rails. I had a dream.
Okay.
I had a dream last night. Okay, two dreams. One of them being, I watched Spider-Man 1 and 2 last night. I was trying to convince someone that that they're great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I haven't watched them in years. And, you know, I'll be the first one to admit, obviously, there's some nostalgia in there. It was like the coolest movie I'd ever seen when I was a kid. I wore a Spider-Man costume around the house, like from that movie, you know. And Tobey Maguire's like, I'm like, this guy's a badass and he's hot. And, you know, the other characters are fine, too. But Spider-Man 1 definitely aged a little worse than I remembered. In some ways, it's still great. Like, Willem Dafoe is so fucking good.
Yeah, he's great in that movie.
And Spider-Man 2 is a masterpiece. It's an absolute...
It's definitely better.
I don't even remember
the dialogue, just the filmmaking of it. I'm like, this... Because so many people, you know, why can't we just all get along? Oh, Tom Holland. Oh, Andrew Garfield. I mean, just get along with my opinions and we won't have a problem, you know?
They should get along with the fact that they're second and third place.
They're wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm right. And that's okay. And why can't we all just get that? No, but like, I've seen complaints about like, blah, blah, blah. Like the Tom Holland movies are just better. I'm a big MCU fan, but they definitely fall way more into the like the MCU formula, you know, do this. They don't lean into the seriousness of parts. They throw out a little banter, a little jokey. Whereas like, you know, I'm watching Spider-Man 1 and 2. I've got tears in my eyes, you know, I'm getting real emotional.
There's a serious lack of difference between like, I really have a hard time knowing whether or not I'm watching a Thor movie, a Winter Soldier guy movie, or a Spider-Man movie, because like all the Marvel ones have like the same vibe going on.
You can tell by the main actor normally, but...
Yeah, no. If it's not like, if he's not on screen, if they're just like showing the bad guy doing something, I'm like, who knows which one of these fucking things?
Is this an Ant-Man or something? What is this? Is this a Star Wars? What's happening?
Because they all have the same vibe going on.
Thor Ragnarok, I think, was a great example of spicing it up a little bit. It just leaned into it being a comedy. You know?
You want to see a bad movie, though? Go rewatch the first Thor.
Oh yeah,
first like half of it was shot in like Dutch angles, like Battlefield Earth and shit.
They have three fucking Thors.
Yeah, and only the third one's worth watching. Have you seen Ragnarok, Sam?
Yeah, this one was directed by Taika
Waititi.
Jeff
Goldblum, he's great in it.
He honestly just plays Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, which is fucking great. Easy paycheck and also a good addition. You know, any movie could suffice with some Jeff Goldblum.
Same thing with Christopher Christopher Walken. He always plays himself, and he just waltzes on set, and he's...
I'm not going to do a Christopher Walken impression. I thought about it for a second.
He's great. No,
no. Why not?
Yeah. I'm going to do it. Alfred Molina, the sex appeal was astonishing.
Oh, and, really? Who are you watching this with again?
Doc Ock.
No one.
Himself in a bottle.
No, I was watching it with just someone.
Just someone? And, just a human?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. A person. A person with a soul.
A female?
It really felt like it was just me and Toby watching it, but there was technically someone else there, yes.
Gotcha.
It wasn't little brother. But anyway, I had a dream. Now that I'm thinking about it, maybe it wouldn't make for a great movie. Oh, I had a dream, basically, that I was watching the new one coming out, and Tobey Maguire was in it, and he was a bad boy, and he was like... You know, just fucking old man Spider-Man, leather Spider-Man jacket.
Oh, yeah.
And instantly, him and Zendaya or whatever, were hitting it off. And, you know, now I'm remembering, oh, yeah, she's in, like, high school. But, and, like, Tom Holland was there, too. And it was, like, this weird love triangle. And even in my dream, I was like, oh, like, what the fuck is happening? Like, what? Like, can I see, like... Spider-Man battles or something? Like, can I be Spider-Man? Like, what's going on? I was just like fly on the wall watching them like interact. But I love it, you know. It's just a big fuck. It would, you know, it's never gonna happen. But what if he just showed up in the new one and just like, you know, popped the leather collar and just had a really in-depth sex scene with every, you know, Andrew Garfield's love interest. Tom Holland's, let's say it's aged up, you know, let's say it's 5 years in the future. But like if they gave, you know, the first MCU sex scene to Tobey Maguire.
As he's fucking everybody's girl.
Okay.
And then then they independently find out and they come to confront him one by one and he seduces them as well.
Or he just one punch breaks their face off. This is like the most like Tobey Maguire fanboy like fantasy, but it'd be so... It'd be so funny if like everyone in the theater would be like, what the fuck, man? Like, he just shows
this is
up
just, like very geared towards Toby in this movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're like really strange. This is a Tom Holland movie. What the fuck?
He's just fucking every
Tobey Maguire is just like,
why is Tobey Maguire fucking every girlfriend?
Yeah.
And then, Aunt May's, even though they're not Aunt May.
Yeah. different universe, you know, not technically related.
I wonder, there's going to be some complexities about that at some point. Like, could you fucking alternate universe version of, you know, someone like that or yourself even? I don't know.
Is that...
Probably.
What are you talking about, Poob?
I don't know.
I mean, if you fucking go into an alternate universe and you go to fuck yourself, naturally people are going to be like, oh, this is, that's like just masturbation. But... Honestly, like the other version of yourself could totally not be in the mood. So it's basically like fucking an identical twin, which I don't think
is. Yeah, but they don't even know, but they're like not even the same, you know? Like they don't look the same.
Mm.
It'd be like fucking another person that's you. I don't know.
Well, what if you go to fuck about
having sex with like clones and stuff too much as it is. This is a little different though. This is a little classier.
This is an alternate parallel
This is a thinker's question. Yeah. Okay. This is.
We're not dealing with sci-fi. We're dealing with just science of the future.
I hope this movie kind of touches on that.
Yeah.
What? Tobey Maguire fucks Tom Holland. Is that what you want?
No.
Ultimately. Or Andrew Garfield.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or both. Why not all three of them? In the three way.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's cool.
That could be fucking awesome. I don't know.
That was.
Your dream? Your dream was just about Spider-Man?
Being
a perv and like molesting.
Not that cool. Yeah.
Two grown men fighting over a high schooler. And
it was
then
Tobey Maguire, hitting on a high schooler.
That seems pretty on brand for him, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is he a good guy outside of movies?
You know, he wouldn't be like super friendly.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not trying to be friends with the guy. I just want him to have sex with another Spider-Man. You know, it's
a very young Spider-Man.
Yeah. No, okay. Yeah, now that I say it, it's like, oh, geez.
I just want him to dominate this other.
Let me specify. No one had sex in this dream. There was just some suggestive. You know, kind of flirting.
Popping like, a collar.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, how sexual is a sexual is a really hot pop color could be.
That's extreme.
That was sexual. About the extent of probably PG.
Yeah.
Like maybe PG-13 because he went. Yeah, he kept licking his fingers.
Yeah. kept fingering his mouth repeatedly.
Yeah. It was basic. Okay, it was a dream of me and Tobey Maguire, and he was sucking his fingers for an hour, but I wanted to try to spice fingers. It up a little bit, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Sheesh. You guys have any dreams like that yesterday?
Yesterday. Yeah.
Or last night, I mean.
I don't dream, dude. My mind is dead.
Especially now that you're smoking, you won't dream ever again. Ever? For sure.
Okay. That's like
some dreams.
I did find something kind of funny online in world news. That's funny, right?
World news. We need like little infographics that spin. Okay. World news. All right. Yeah, Stalt, put that in Stalt, some VFX.
Edit this in like a good ribbon that goes across with a globe, and the ribbon has like the
breaking
headline.
News, breaking news.
Breaking news. I watched like a. No, I read an article on the, like, if you're gay in Turkey.
Oh.
In the country of Turkey. They, and then they have mandatory military service, right? Well, you can get out of their mandatory military service if you're gay.
Oh. Is there any downside? Do they?
Yeah, the article really was, it was a long boy, kind of highlighting the process of getting out of military service by explaining your gayness, certifying your gayness. And they like they want to have character witnesses, like your parents have to come in and they have to go like, this is the gayest kid. This guy is so fucking gay.
You have I swear I'm not gay. And they're like, you're from my friends and family coming. Yeah, he's gay. All right. No, I want to be in the military.
I want to serve my country. Yeah. That guy's gay as fuck. That's my boy. Gay as... Because they're so supportive over there in Turkey. Well, not only do you have to have a character witness, but there's been instances where they want media, like a picture or a video that shows not only your face, your penis going into somebody else's ass.
So fucked up.
And then you bring this evidence to like a military tribunal where they sit there and go over it frame by frame. Yep, that is the penis going in. Yes. And that is witness, can you please stand? And they like compare the face and everything.
Do you have any other angles to this? I'm just curious. Yeah,
I just imagine like a big war room of like military brass going over. Dudes getting their ass blown out.
Yeah. That's just such an invasion of all privacy.
Wait, hold on. The guy, okay, what about the guy receiving? Can he get out of jury duty or whatever?
Military jury duty.
Military duty.
Same thing.
I'm assuming if he was, yeah.
God, so if they both had a double picture up. Where he was like this.
Like, yeah, and then like, his friends behind him smiling as well. Yeah,
he's also giving a thumbs up or a high five.
Yeah.
The other end.
I saw something on Twitter the other day about in Canada in like the 60s, they would go around with this, like around to, like people in the military or like high ranking officials and all this stuff, and like show them like male porn basically and then scan their brains. And if it like lit up, then they would fire them. And it was just like this like gay test. Like gaydar.
Wait, was this federal or was this in business?
Yeah, what the fuck?
What?
Was this federal?
It was like federal. Like it lasted for like 10 years or something.
Brain test the gayness.
Like, hey, are you, does this shock you? Like, look at this. Gay, you're gay. Fired. And apparently, like, a lot of people got fired.
Really? Or, you like, don't think removers. He's going to be... You hook me up to a polygraph and start shoving crazy, like, insane porn images. Like, I'm sure my brain...
Insane porn. It's
going to waver.
Yeah. I mean...
just the idea of it. Gay.
Come on. Maybe what they're looking for is people that don't waver, that look at it and go, hell yeah. And then just put it back. Yeah. Maybe they're looking for you to look at it and just have this internal war of conflict and rage and homophobic bloodlust.
If smoke starts going out of your ears, then you're gay. If you go cross-eyed, they start going, woo, woo, woo. Yeah.
Yeah.
If your jaw drops.
They should bring that back. Just the...
No.
The polygraph gayness test.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But this time, not for like, you don't get fired or anything. They just are like, huh. Right.
No, I just love to see court proceedings where they're like, and this was his response to the gay porn. As you can see.
Look at his brain right there. It's not necessarily hard evidence, but it's something happened.
We put an eye tracker on him, and we lined up. The brain waves go wackadoodle right where he locked boom, onto boom, the
boom,
cock.
Boom, yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, he looked at it. If you don't throw up, you're gay. Yeah, that sounds like some fucking... That's awful.
Don't throw up.
The world used to be so wicked. Good thing it's perfect now.
Yeah.
Cheers.
It's a utopia, yeah.
To a perfect world.
Hell yeah.
The friends and family. Where are you going?
What?
It looks like he was getting up. He's gearing up to get up. Because I need a coffee, so I might.
Okay, yeah, I'm gearing up to get up.
All right.
Stalt says he really likes it when we like turn off the video and then he has to resync a new clip when we come back.
Don't turn off the video. I'm going to be back in like 1 minute.
Well, yeah, same.
Are you okay?
What?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You look crazy right now. You're insane. All right, I'm just making sure.
Yeah.
He's making sure you're good.
Yeah, no.
You're way too high sweaty. And everyone knows.
No, you're really embarrassing us. I'm fine.
Guess what? We've got these flavors for like coffees, you know, like latte syrups.
Yeah.
I've been avoiding these ones for weeks because I thought it was coconut. I just read the bottle for the first time. It's hazelnut, not coconut.
Wacky. Hey,
so, coconut. I don't know. I just don't want coconut flavored coffee. Sounds weird. Little cheese wrap.
No.
Know what I used to do?
You mentioned it, and so then I was like, okay, I gotta make one.
I don't even have enough materials to make one of those. That's how bad it is.
That's
here
sad
right now.
Because this is the poorest form of food.
Well, I used to make cheese roll-ups where you get a little piece of ham and a slice of cheese, and you roll the ham up into a little cheese roll. It's like Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, it's super ghetto. My mom used to think just because she put a toothpick ghetto through that, all of a sudden she...
Whoa, is it a sword toothpick or is it a little flare at the end?
No.
Little colored...
No bamboo piece that's like tied on it. Yeah, it's just a regular toothpick.
Poor.
All of a sudden...
You guys are so poor.
She's like, hey, I'm Emeril, you know? I put a toothpick
through. Bon appetit. Come on. It's a cheese roll. It's a good cuisine.
I don't even know what accent I was going for there. It's a little Italian or something. It's supposed to be French. Oh, speaking of little Italians, you see they released the Mario cast.
Oh, yeah, the Mario movie.
Wait, is it like a Mario live action?
No, it's animated.
Oh, okay.
But guess who Mario? Who's Mario?
Who?
Yeah.
Chris Pratt. For some reason.
Yeah.
That's Italian, you know, that's Italian erasure, but...
Is he getting... Yeah, because there's not enough fucking Italians.
He better go. Yahoo! Like, wait, I don't know. I feel like he's just going to use his voice.
Like, yeah. I don't know. Read it out, Mario. Yeah.
And also, the best casting, Luigi, is Charlie Day.
Charlie Day, yeah.
Yeah. And then Seth Rogen's Donkey Kong. It's a very weird cast.
Wait, so hold on a second.
And
hold
Jack Black.
Are they doing voices or are they just going to.
Yeah, they're voice actors.
Yeah.
No, I mean, are they going to do like an imitation of the voices? Because, like, why even get Chris Pratt?
Yeah, why not just get a voice actor for Mario?
Yeah.
Because big name.
Charles Martinet.
Big name. Good movie.
I don't want. Nobody wants to hear Chris Pratt acting like an Italian guy.
No one wants to. Yeah, it should have been Danny DeVito. It's what the internet is raving about. Because then they could add Danny DeVito and Charlie Day.
I just wanted, you know, like. Probably the Mario guy. The guy that does the voice of Mario.
Yeah,
Charles Martinet. He's in the movie, too. That's the best part. Oh, they just don't use
not
him for Mario.
Wow, what a slap in the face. Yeah, yeah. We'll give you a pity role, but it's not going to be the guy you've been playing for 20 years.
Yeah.
You like 40 play years Luigi, your least favorite character. Yeah. No, I don't. It's just I don't know why a lot of animated movies do that. Instead of like just getting a good voice actor, they're like, high A-list celebrity. That's a lot of people complained with, I mean, it wouldn't have been a good movie if it had had good voice actors, but with the new Space Jam, they were like, why the fuck is, you know, like Zendaya, the Lola Bunny, when she's just using like her voice? Like, you're like, wow, that's not that character anymore. It's the actor doing that character. You're going to be the whole time, you'd be like, that's Chris Pratt.
Probably.
That's not Mario. Not the Mario I love.
Or when they got like Vin Diesel to do the stupid fucking tree guy.
Yeah, great.
Well, that one's doesn't even hurt that much because he says one word.
Yeah, but like why waste the money paying him? You know, they cut him a fat check for him to be like Groot. Well, they could have had the janitor do that. Anybody else. For like $40. And they
I'll give you a 50. Just say Groot like 20 times.
Yeah, slow one, then a long one, then in pain.
I think he says, we are Groot. That one's
at the end. Just,
yeah. I guess he says, I am sometimes too.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, shit. Is this getting a little bit more complex? We. Maybe they do need the they mind, need the technical acting mind of Vin Diesel to say,
they need a Riddick type to get into the mind of a tree.
Yeah, they actually give him a lot of creative freedoms. He decided to go with I am Groot.
He could have said whatever he wanted to. Yeah. He just chose to only say, I am Groot.
And Diesel's like, yeah, so I spent some time outside with the trees, and I learned the very simple race of people.
We're paying this guy millions. And
he came back with, I am Groot.
We don't have time for reshoots. We don't have the budget. Keep it.
Man.
Yeah. Are you guys? What else?
On the same vein of like movie stuff, Salt is pulling his weight. He gave me a little
movie,
a link thing to talk about. He's like, talk about this. Warner Bros. Apparently signed a deal for AI driven film management system, which will help decision making for green lighting certain films.
Wait,
the AI system can assess the actor's value in any territory and how much a film is expected to earn in theaters.
It feels like they use that for Mario. It already feels like they were just like, who's an actor? Chris Pratt, put him in use Mario. Yeah.
But it's like it's going to become like a movie by numbers thing where they'll just put it in.
God, at least, you know, that's only one huge soulless corporation. Surely the others won't adopt that.
Yeah.
Especially if it actually makes them a lot of money.
Yeah.
If they license it, that's going to be it.
No, they licensed it from another company. So the if it's successful, that company is going to get a lot of
And what business. Stock is that? What stock?
I think it's a private corporation that's developing it. But that's pretty fucking funny because apparently they're going to use it for like at Sundance Film Festival and stuff. There's a lot of people that make those spec films, like a little short film or something like that, and they'll show it. And then they would normally have a bunch of talent scouts or whatever. They're out there looking and they'll like write down who's in it and like the runtime and how good the movie was. And then they try to run the numbers on whether or not that would be profitable. And they have a whole team doing it.
No, whereas now they can just out there that writes it down.
Yeah.
Way faster.
I like to imagine
scanning your movie. Can we make a dollar?
Good. Yeah. Okay, movie. Good cast.
Not enough robot sex. Yeah. And so then people make movies trying to appeal to the robot.
Every complaint. Yeah.
Not robot sex.
A lot of robots killing people.
Wait, we're not all so bad. Come on.
Yeah.
God damn it, this cost us billions.
This AI's just selecting nothing but robot-centric movies.
Robot porn. Again.
Every movie has the fucking kid that played an AI artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Thinks he's AI.
Yeah.
What's that guy's fucking name? It's not Macaulay Culkin.
I know that little kid, right?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
Haley Joel Osment.
I was about to say Edward James Olmos, and I'm like,
not Haley even Joel Osment gets a huge renaissance upbringing back into Hollywood because robots everywhere. Yeah. He would be great as a little robot boy.
Oh, man. What, so he's like 40 now. They would keep dressing him off as a kid in every movie.
He's just like, please, God,
please. I'm being so typecasted by machines to play a 13-year-old machine.
They pay me just enough for the shame to wash away of dressing up like a little boy robot.
They're robots. They don't know what actual kids are like, so they just get like the weird depiction. So he has to wear that red hat with the propeller on top in every movie.
Red or red little freckles.
Like, have you seen that guy now?
Yeah, his fucking head's really fat, and his facial features are still in the middle.
Yeah, it looks like a fat guy killed the kid, and then for his skin, it's
he was in The Boys.
Yeah, he was. Show. Yeah,
yeah. That's like that could be his next big break. Leverage that right into AI too.
Yeah.
I've watched that movie only in class. Like, I had like three classes where they were like, watch this movie. It's like, you'll learn something. What?
It's so sad because that was Stanley Kubrick's last film that he was going to make, and it was like his passion project. He was waiting for the tech to be there, and then he died, and Spielberg was like, let's fuck this up. And he just came out with a movie, and he's like, I dedicate this piece of shit to my dead friend Stanley Kubrick.
It's basically his movie, okay? If it goes poorly, it sucks, we can just...
It's the dead guy's fault.
It's called a Stanley flick. Yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool, but it was missing something.
Like, 20-page paper on it too for a class. There's like the longest paper I've ever written on my life was on that movie.
But there's not that much there.
It was like 15 pages. Like, and the little robot boy is like a little boy, baby boy. Like, it was so. It was like the most amount of just like technical mumbo jumbo bullshit filler I've ever put.
There
into
was four
something.
Pages where you're like, in an alternate future where companies hire AI systems to judge films based on their worth, I feel like this film would do the best out of all the other films.
In the future, I will be on the most successful adult podcast on Patreon, and we will discuss the implications. I had so much time to write, I predicted my entire future. I wrote my death in the end. My teacher was like, Jesus Christ. You know what the worst part is, too?
What?
That paper. No, AOD. It was supposed to be 20 pages. I wrote like 12. Because I got to a point where I'm like, how much more do they want about this fucking movie? Like, it's not that good of a movie. Like,
the screenplay wasn't even 20 pages.
It's like a computer science class, too. I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, let me code something. Or like, I'll build a robot boy. God damn, like, I don't want to write this much about this thing. And you know, in typical me fashion, I was writing it like the day before it was due, or like the night of, just being like, yeah, I can crank this out. Got, you know, to a certain point where I'm like, I'm a dead man. Like, this is the final. I'm gonna fail introduction to this class.
The final.
I sent it to it was like an act from God, or maybe an AI of sorts, an AI god.
Yeah.
I sent it to my professor. I didn't even, you know, some people do a little stunt where they corrupt the file and then you get more time to work on it. Yeah. Bastards. I'm an honest man. So, you know, I just was like, here you go. You know, and already for each page you were missing, it was like 10% off your final grade. So, like, the best I could get was like a 10% or something.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm like incredibly demoralized. I'm like, well, that means I just wrote 12 pages of nothing.
Yeah, for nothing. For no reason.
I just wasted an entire day of like stressing over and rewatching this stupid fucking movie. I don't even remember the movie anymore. That's like how awful it was. And I sent it to my professor, and he was like, hey, Sam, blah, blah, blah. Like, your file's corrupted. Resend it to me, and I'll grade it real quick. I'm like, well, how are you going to grade, you know, real quick? Because, you know, fucking read the paper. You know, I worked on this. Yeah. I sent it back to him. Within probably 10 minutes, A+. He didn't even fucking read the thing. It was like an AI. It was an act from an AI, an assistant instructor, a fucking, just not even the main professor. I sent it to him. He just gave me an A.
Yeah.
Like, he definitely was also running late on deadline time. And was like, I mean, also, yeah, who wants to read 100 papers that are 20 pages long about fucking about the same AI movie? Yeah, he just probably, like, looked at it.
I never thought about that, but being a professor must be, like, no, not even a professor, like, middle school, when they start giving you papers, you know? It's like, write 10 pages on this, and you
They probably just skim the shit out of it, and they're like, oh, whatever. Probably. Like, he mentioned Robot Kid. There you go. He said that he liked the Robot Kid, I guess. I don't know. No, like AIs, they don't even, I mean, they get paid all right, but I had a couple professors, you know, if you're a good student at the end of the year, they'll be like, hey, do you want to be my AI for next year?
Artificial intelligence.
Wait, I'll hook you up to a computer and you can run myself. No, but, and every time I was like, yeah, you know, I'm really poor and that sounds great, but oh God, like just reading the same paper from like 50 kids, like. I don't even do my own homework. I'm not going to fucking, you know, I'm not going to be a good, or if someone asked me like a high level question, I'd just be like, I've got no idea. Like, I don't know what to do. There was one class where I was like, I think I actually get it so much that I could like kind of teach it at a smaller level. And the professor didn't ask me. And that's when I gave up. Yeah. I was really close to doing it for one of the worst teachers I ever had in college, and he had a rat tail. I've talked about this guy before, I think. Rat tail, halfway down his back, braided little rat tail with just, like, gray hair. And he would wear, like, matching outfits down to the... He would change out his phone case every day.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, 20
he's
phone
doing, like,
cases.
The Billy Mays thing.
Like, 20... every different types of belts. And he would just stand there in like a full yellow outfit and just be like, blah, blah, blah. And he would, God, I hated this guy. I've kind of repressed, like, I did well in the class because you didn't even, all you had to do was just sit there and listen to him and then write some bullshit. And he fucking, I remember when he got a sound system that he was so proud of that he would bring it up all the time. Be like, yeah, back in my place, like, I've got a pretty actually, like, state of the art. Like, you know, it used to run for like $20,000 sound system. Yeah, like I can just watch movies with my new sound system. It's like I'm in a theater. It's a theater experience, but like in my own home. And we're all just like, oh, dude, it's 8 a.m. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, teach me something or shut the fuck up. And he asked me to be an AI. And I was like, oh, like, really? No. Like, do I want to spend any extra time with this creep? No offense if you watch this somehow. Yeah. You creep monster. Do I want to spend any extra time?
If you watch this with an amazing
like
sound
system. 60-year-old with a rat tail and a sound system. Nah.
I had a fucking English teacher. That's what it was. English teacher that he ended
would
up.
I never guessed you took an English class.
Yeah, I took
by
an English class.
By the way, you speak.
Yeah. he was an English professor that had. Not the best life. You could tell the guy was kind of like you ever seen True Detective?
English teacher. Oh yeah, I love that show.
You know how Matthew McConaughey looks after like the 10-year
like
gap.
Present day,
present day, where he's he's got the ponytail
he's
and everything.
Cutting up cans into little figurines and stuff. Yeah. These are my friends.
That's what this guy was like. He was kind of like a little bit insane.
All right.
He was telling us a story. He was like, when me and my wife first got married and we had a kid, we had like no money. And he was like, we needed a stroller more than anything. So she gave me like $50 to go get a stroller. And I was in the mall and I passed by a shoe store. And in the window was a pair of green corduroy fucking... Or they the Chuck
shoes?
Yeah Chuck Taylors.
I mean corduroy shoes,
green corduroy Chuck Taylors.
What the fuck?
Converses.
My baby could grow into these.
No, he was like, and he made the shoe. Conscious decision instead of buying the stroller, he bought the fucking corduroy Converses. And
that's how you get divorced.
Well, right. He got home and his wife thing. Basically that was like they got that close to getting a divorce, and so then. Then he, like, of course, he never had the balls to wear them because, like, every time she would see them, it was just, like, it's on. Well, then he's like, if you guys notice, every time we're fighting and she's pissed at me, guess what shoes I'm wearing? That was like 20 years earlier. He got those shoes. He's like, I wear them 2-3 times a year. But when I'm wearing them, buddy, you know. And what's funny is towards the end of the year, those shoes were on a lot. They were on like almost every day.
A lot of signs that he's sleeping in his classroom. Yeah. And, he wore like the same outfit for like half the year. Got really stinky. He looked like Matthew McConaughey in the old days at first. Turned into.
I think his marriage was on the rocks. But those shoes were actually pretty cool, dude. Green corduroy Converse is
just so insanely irresponsible. As an
parent. It is, yeah.
That's worse than when Poob, you bought like a fucking Mac with your tuition money or something.
Oh, my God. You know what? I was actually thinking about that. I haven't opened up that MacBook. It's like a 2017, like fully decked out to the max MacBook Pro. Someone wants to buy this thing off me. Fucking DM me. Like, I bought it because I'm like, you know, one day I'm going to be a young professional and I'm going to go to meetings. I'm going to bust this out. I don't even know if I remember the password on the goddamn thing. And then I bought that brand new iPad and I use that more, but still like twice a year. And the coolest, I was so excited. They made an update where you could use your iPad like so seamlessly connects to your MacBook and you just set it next to it and it becomes a second monitor for your Mac. And I was like, that's the coolest. Like, I'm going to get so much done.
Yeah. Yeah. No, nothing.
If I had the iPad during college, I would have used it all the time for like notes and stuff. But I got it like right when I was graduating. I have a problem with, I have a problem just like committing to stuff, you know, like sticking with something.
Yeah.
But not the podcast.
Yeah, the podcast. You're here every time. Twitch streaming. You talk about your love of Twitch streaming all the time.
And my little loops going right now.
You should move those in so they're like spectacles, like you're looking through them. Yeah.
That's not gonna happen.
Yeah, that's not. Wax them. You need to wax them next time. You got 1995 bully of the high school hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the bully in the high schools in 90s TV shows. You're that guy.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, not on me. I'm not no stinking bully. I just rewatched Spider-Man, okay? I would never do something like that.
Doesn't he? So he gets attacked by the bully. And then this is like the origin story of every Spider-Man iteration. Then he goes home, gets his powers, and comes back, and the bully tries beating him up again, which happens in Invincible, too. And that, like, the typical...
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't really get, like, beat up by the bully. The bullies are just, like, he's trying to take photos, and they, like, hit him, and he takes bad photos. And they're just, like, overall dicks to him, like, they trip him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when he gets his powers, that's a great scene. The big-ass fucking... Also, people are always like, God, they look so old for high school, which they do. But also, it's only the first half of the first movie that he's a high school student. After that, he's in college and he looks much more like
a college kid,
college aged. Yeah. Yeah. No. But like, yeah, he just beats the like, it's pretty. There are some parts where I'm like, how are people not like, what the fuck is going on? He does like a triple backflip to evade the bully in the hallway. Everyone's watching. He like, and then he punches the guy, like he dodges like 8 punches in a row.
Yeah.
And punches the guy so hard, he slides on the ground like 40 feet.
Yeah, which like, means he just right shattered then, his sternum. And the kids.
I'd right then be like, what the fuck is going on? Like, this kid is like a superhero or something. Yeah. Like, who do you think this new Spider-Man is? Is it that kid that's
going to be the dork that everybody beat up that's all of a sudden doing triple backflips? Yeah. And doing the Matrix move where the fist is coming at him and he like looks at it as it goes by?
I would at least think he's the Green Goblin or something, like tormented kid turned villain with super strength. Like maybe it's that boy that's a freak of nature. And like, I forgot about in the scene with like, Bonesaw is ready in the wrestling scene. He shoots spider webs and grabs onto the ceiling. I'm like, are people just okay with that? Are people like, oh, he's good, like a parlor trick?
Yeah.
He sweats miraculous. What he does, and people are like,
And then after the fight, he shows off that he's basically Spider-Man, and then he goes and collects his money from the bookie guy. So that guy knows who he is.
$100.
Yeah, the bookie guy knows exactly who he is. Yeah. He's like, you're that guy that did the web thing, and now there's Spider-Man.
I love there's a scene in the second one because there's so many where I'm like, like that nerd kid just walked into that room and Spider-Man came out. Like, what's going on here? Hey, the people, the citizens are just dumb as shit. But there's one scene where Peter Parker like has all the pizzas. And he runs into an alleyway, and then right afterwards, Spider-Man comes swinging out with all the pizzas, and some guy's like, Spider-Man stole that guy's pizzas! That's just great, like...
You know that's a writer realizing how ridiculous it is.
Yeah. All right. So good, though. What the hell? That guy's a menace! I love, too, I forgot how good it was when J. Jonah James, like... J.K. Simmons was just perfect in that role. There's one part where, like, Mary Jane's been kidnapped, and J. Jonah Jameson's all serious, and he's like, this is my fault. It's because I, like, turned the world against him with the press. Like, it's all my fault. Like, he was a hero, and I just couldn't see it. And he's got his Spider-Man. He's got, like, Peter's costume on the wall.
Yeah.
And then Spider-Man, like, webs it away. And he's like, he's a hero. He's a thief. Like print the news. Like, Spider-Man stole my suit. That's my suit. Like everyone. Like, he just instantly flips back into, like, he's a criminal.
Dude, have you ever seen that, like, show Oz?
No.
No, it's from, like, the 90s. And J.K. Simmons is he's a white supremacist in prison. God. And so I love watching that show because it's like, I know him from Spider-Man and Whiplash and stuff. It, like, he makes the guy in Whiplash look like a pussy because he's this insane, like, leader of the white nationalist gang in prison.
Whiplash is so good.
It is good. That's a good ass movie.
I watched it for the first time, like, last year, and I was just like, goosebumps at the end. Same with La La Land. I mean, that director knows what they're doing.
Yeah, I'll watch the end of Whiplash, and then I'll watch the end of Last of the Mohicans. And that's the shit right there.
Comparison, or
they both have just, like, epic, mostly musically driven, like, 10-minute endings.
Oh
yeah,
yeah. I watched the end of La La Land. I've got a puddle of tears in my bed.
You said you didn't cry at movies.
Yeah. Oh, only La La Land.
Only La La Land.
God, no, that movie.
You made fun of me. I remember an entire episode of somebody making fun of me for crying at Toy Story 4.
That was probably Brian the Robot.
That was me making fun of you.
Brian the Robot.
But 4 is the worst one.
It's
good. 4 is the worst one in the whole series.
I saw a bad movie.
2's the worst.
Yeah, but they didn't have to make it.
2 is not the worst.
2 is the worst. With Prospector Pete. Pete?
What?
Yeah,
Prospector Pete.
Weinstein? Yeah.
And the girl?
And the girl,
you know what's funny is how sidelined she got. They were like, the whole movie was about her in the second one. And then they were like, all right, never mention that bitch ever again. Yeah. She's just on the side.
And the horse. What the fuck?
Yeah.
She's a fucking retarded horse. I forgot about that stupid thing.
In the lore? I thought it was just a horse.
Yeah, it's just a regular horse. Even by horse standards, this one's particularly dumb. We just want to reiterate that in the screenplay.
All right, everyone. If you're watching the movie, we just wanted you to be aware.
Stald has mentioned several times he does not like it when we start talking about movies. He's like, this isn't like a movie podcast.
Well, what is it? It's a podcast.
It's whatever the fuck we want, Stald. Whatever we want to talk about. You know what? Me and Bizzle had a terrific idea for since we're on the topic of movies. Let's keep going. It's Ratatouille. But it's like a porn parody of Ratatouille, where it's
they already have that.
They do? Where it's
sure they have a porn Ratatouille.
Yeah. You know how, like, the guy moves independent, like, he doesn't willingly move his arms and stuff. It's whatever the rat.
So he fucks a rat?
Well, it's a rat. So he's gonna come in it's a rat controlling him against his will. And then a female rat on the girl's head. And these rats are into horrible BDSM, but the people aren't consenting because they, you know.
Oh, so it's mind control.
It's mind control. They're making them do horrible sex acts to each other. And the people are like, please, God, stop. But these rats are, they're vile.
Ratatouille. Yes. And then some porn
subtitle. Well, Ratapooey, because there's lots of scat involved.
Why not Scatatouille?
Yeah, Scatatouille.
That one really rolled up. Scatapooey. Scatapooey. Yeah. Rat fuck.
These rats are just pulling hair like...
Oh, rat bald by the end of it.
Just name it rat rape shit.
They're just completely bald by the end. The rats dig their hands into their brains. Fucking, they're just grabbing at their brains by the end. They're completely just.
That's so fucked up.
And the rats smoke a little cigarette at the end.
Oh, put it out on the brain. The brain. Yeah. Yeah. Done with you. I gotta go find another person.
Oh. Yeah, you should make that.
Yeah, we're gonna make that. Yeah,
send it to the fucking Paramount robot. I'm sure if you just add.
What do you think about it,
robot?
What if the robot adds like, it's such
give
an,
this
a
guy
crude,
a billion dollars.
Yeah, crude yeah. idea, but the robot's like, I think this would make $2 billion.
Yeah,
they're like, well, fuck.
I mean, you're talking about like limited release and push it on Netflix, right? No. Worldwide release, every theater. Buy
I
want out to
see
theaters.
A billboard every block of this rat.
This fucking rat fucking him.
Yeah.
Some man.
God.
Oh, God.
There could be some good posters for that, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Some really artistic, tasteful. Like, I don't know. I'm not a poster maker. But, yeah. I'm a sticker creator, but if I were a poster maker, if I had gone to school for that, I could probably think of some.
Mm. You think that's a, is that like a, something you can specialize in, sticker what? Making.
Sticker making? Yeah. I mean, I'm a sticker mogul. Oh, wait, hold on. My bank is calling me. This has never actually happened to me. Hello?
Put on speaker.
It is.
You have,
doing all right. How are you?
You have no money. Please leave our bank. Yeah. You have $0.
Yeah. You just tried to make a withdrawal for fucking $30 worth of stickers.
I saw you tried to buy a cappuccino at a gas station, and you do not have the $2.17 required to purchase that.
You are now past your overdraft limit. Yeah. Man.
All right, here you go. I found something on YouTube that you might think is funny. Have you ever seen those, like, Confidence on Command? Or, no, what is it? Charisma on Command? That YouTube
no,
channel?
No.
It's like
some Sigma male shit.
It is. Yeah, it's like this guy that's like, this is how you change your entire personality to become, like, the ultimate alpha male. Okay. Look at this fucking thumbnail. Can you see this thing?
Holy shit. Is that The Witcher?
It's The Witcher. Move like a predator. 4 psychological tricks to instantly look more confident. I saw this. Okay. I was like, what woman is attracted by a guy that's like sleuthing around? And of course, you know, I, in this world of technology, I judge books by their covers, you know? And so I went out and bought a trench coat and I and I hide in the bushes hoping to attract females. Is moving like a predator is apparently the way to go.
Put like war paint on your face yeah. and shit, the camouflage.
Yep. Only look at women through binoculars. You know, you want them to lock eyes with you from across the park as you're peeking through a bush. Yeah. No, there's a bunch of these. This is the dumbest fucking channel I've ever seen.
What's wrong with this guy?
And this guy is completely validated by every opinion he has because, well, one, his videos get a shitload of views. But two, he's handsome.
Is he?
Yeah, so he goes out and tries to move like a predator thing. And the guy's like, he's got like a great smile. He's like athletic. He's a good looking guy. Of course, he can do whatever the fuck he wants and probably pick up chicks. Like, why the fuck is he knowing that? Like, why is he pushing any of this?
What does he look like?
I don't know.
Oh, let me see.
Yeah, look him up. Wait, this one's also pretty good.
Why nice guys lose? It's is that implying he's a nice guy? Because he loses, doesn't he?
I don't know. Why nice guys lose? Women love Thanos. Picture of fucking Thanos. Why charming personalities are dangerous? Be grossly unlikable. Also, move like a predator.
Stalk them.
Yeah.
They basically want you to become a rapist. Are you having trouble with girls? Rape them?
My bank, they were like, hey, Sam, like, how's it going? We're just checking in. Like, you open up a new account. How's it going?
Stay out of my business.
I was like, it's fine, bitch. Like, what do you want? She was like, yeah, we saw you opened up our like most preferred customer account. Yeah, there is a minimum balance you have to have in that so you don't get fees. And I was like, okay, like, I'm sure I can, you know, put that minimum. I was like, what's the minimum? She's like, $100,000. Jesus Christ. Like, what? This is like a local bank. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You should have asked her. You should have said, how many non-businesses have this account with the minimum amount in it? I have to know.
She said, okay, then fill it with the minimum amount, okay? Just put that money in there.
You should have said, that would be great. Yeah, 100,000 bucks. Go ahead and pad that bad boy. Yeah,
thank you. Yeah. Thank you. So this is going to change my life. I can finally pay for the medicine.
I opened this account years ago when I was in college.
Oh, my God, I'm free. Thank you. Thank you. Saved me.
Instantly call me and go, I quit. I'm not here, you motherfucker.
I just got 100K.
She's like, no, that's not how it works. Oh, I see. I just quit my job and told them to fuck themselves. So I had to change my account type. It was pretty embarrassing. Like, yeah, we can give you the fucking poor person account. I'm like, okay,
dirtbag shit account.
Yeah, this one's for like baby boys and stuff. All right, fine. This one's for not for successful Twitch streamers. We call this our affiliate bank account. Why did you put these pictures off?
I'm sorry. I found this Charisma on Command YouTube channel.
God.
And it's like this guy trying to teach you how to be an alpha male, and I just saw
move like a
predator. Four psychological tricks to instantly look more confident. Which I didn't watch the video. I just want to imagine in my mind what those could be.
Number one, like cat eyes contacts. Contacts that make your eyes literally look like that of a predator. Completely red with like little devil eyes in it.
Yeah.
Number two.
And they wear claws.
Yeah, and then the other one was like, why nice guys?
Grow your fingernails out.
Well, same while you were gone, I was like, move like a predator. I just like assumed that because I didn't watch it, I'd get a trench coat and like lock eyes with them through binoculars across the park. But actually physically turning into a predator is way cooler.
Walk on all fours. Psychologically, women will think you're a predator.
Get that shoulder fucking laser thing that the predator has in the movie.
Fishnet leggings.
Literally remove her spinal column and her skull and keep it as a trophy. Women love that shit.
Hunt a group of people in the woods.
Yeah.
Preferably military types.
Shit. But yeah, this guy has like a bunch of this crap, which I thought was funny.
Why charming personalities are dangerous. This might be the saddest person in the world. Just judging off these. And I'm going to guess that they don't get much pussy.
No. That's what I was saying to Brian. I was like, this is bullshit because this guy that makes these is super handsome. And I'm like, it doesn't work because he moves like a predator or why charming personality, whatever. It's because he's just an already good looking guy.
But even if he's just like, just working on that, like he's not gonna get, you know, he's gonna be getting a very specific type of
person
fucking, you know, it's not gonna be fulfilling.
I just want to see tips like this from someone that looks like Patton Oswalt that is just pulling gash left and right.
That's and also, what I want to see. if you're a woman and you ever see that this is the YouTube channel he has,
yeah,
you'd be like, Jesus, what is this? All this psychological, how to get in the mind of a woman and cover her up and
how to reprogram make her think their
you're
brain.
Something you're not.
Yeah,
people brain. How to make a woman think you're not a total fucking loser pussy and that you're actually the Witcher. Why is the Witcher on that? Why is the Thanos?
You are the exact opposite of Thanos. You're weak. Yeah. You're disgusting.
Thanos doesn't get any pussy. That's in the comics. He's trying to get the death, you know, the whole time. What is, like, what? And he's just like, these
that
are the
is
two
funny,
coolest
though,
guys.
Because that is the, like, okay, remember when we were playing Rust, Devin goes like, all right, guys, I got to go meet a girl.
Oh, yeah.
And then he leaves for like an hour and a half. And he came back and he was like, dude, as soon as I got off, I sat there and tore my green screen off my wall, trashed it. Like it was just completely ruined. And then I like unplugged my keyboard and I like tried to make my place look as normal as possible. Because like the biggest like pussy repellent of all time is just three monitors, light up keyboard, green screen and everything.
And GoXLR doesn't help.
Yeah. GoXLR doesn't help. And, but I think probably having a charisma on command YouTube channel is probably worse.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, some girls are like total, you know, not all, it's not so black and white. You know, some people see this stuff and they're like, oh, that's.
Oh, you're like into gaming.
Cool.
Yeah.
But it's not like, you know, I'm not going to visibly, you know, I'm not going to dry up. My pussy isn't going to dry.
Yeah. But when they see you have a channel entirely devoted to changing your personality to increase your chances of
psychologically destroy a woman and rebuild her in your perfect image. And she watches it and she's like, he's done every one of these things
to me.
That's why you put the cat eyes in. What the fuck? Yeah,
that's why I saw you eating raw squirrels outside my bedroom window.
Is that why you're hunting creatures in the night? What is going on? Like, why you jump out of windows and cars and grab rabbits?
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck,
what's like, wait, is that why you have that necklace made of ears? Was that what's going on?
Here's another good one.
Don't get me wrong. All of these things turned me on, but now that I know it's electric.
Theo Vaughn.
Yeah, Theo Vaughn. How to effortlessly charm anyone. Use this one phrase. This thing had like over a million views. You know, how many people said that phrase? I don't even want to know what it is. I absolutely don't want to know.
Look at the one I posted.
How
that
are you
one
doing?
Is just ridiculous.
Trap your enemy. Seven psychological trips to win any argument. Dude, come on. It's like healthy to lose some arguments. Like,
at least that one's seven psychological tips. That one's seven. This is like, here's the one phrase.
This one.
This is the Hail Mary. You are going to get pussy if you throw this. Okay, stalking them in a park like a predator, wearing the cat. If all that's failing, if she's scared of you, you can always throw this one phrase at her.
I'm Theo Vaughn. I honestly feel kind of bad though for people that watch these because they must be in such a desperate position. Like, to be like, I'm going to watch a YouTube video that's going to teach me how to be a better, like, better at what?
Talking like being to women.
A person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like getting women, but also like being charming and stuff. I feel like you don't. I mean, of course, you can always get better at everything, but that's not like if you're just a really, really, you know, a person no one wants to be around, YouTube videos are going to make you worse, probably.
Yeah.
Like you got to look within somewhere and start like working on yourself in a way that's you're not going to find in a how to psychologically. You know, win every argument video. I don't know. It's just weird.
You gotta trap your enemy. What do you mean?
I don't know. And like, I don't.
Oh.
Because it's like, I feel like you can't teach some of that stuff.
Wait, there's several use this phrases. You notice that? There's several different use this phrase.
Really?
There's one with Kevin Hart.
What if they're all the same phrase?
What if
it works so well?
Dude, that's so sad because that means there's a lot of guys out there that are like, I can't change everything. Like, could you just slip me like a get rich quick scheme for getting pussy? Like,
just
is there
point
just
at the
one thing
go,
I can
open
say?
Sesame.
Just give me one thing. Yeah.
Okay, you're gonna want to do this double choke maneuver. Yeah, the
you need no, a it's large a phrase. Rock. Poop. It's a phrase. So they're probably like a whole like get a paper bag, put it over your hand in the gun position.
Seven tools you need to successfully capture any woman's heart.
Duct tape. It's a drop your pants or you die. Like that's the phrase.
Okay, the phrase is love me and I'll blast your fucking head off. And yeah. Then you want to put the gun in her mouth. When you do this, really psychologically torment her. God, I don't know. Do you think people can, like, I mean, of course people can get funnier. But do you think people can, like, watch a video on tips and, like, learn how to be funnier and more charming?
No. I think it's, like, just talking to people.
If it worked, then this guy wouldn't have this many videos up with that many views.
Yeah, you'd have one video.
Yeah, people wouldn't keep coming back. Surely this guy's like a snake oil salesman that just puts on a different mustache and rides back into the same town.
Hey, guys, for that last one, okay, that was actually a bad match. Wow, that
guy was wackadoodle. Anyways, I got this one phrase you can say.
I tweaked it. I tweaked my formula. Now you can even get most women. Now this time, you
got... Have I taught you guys the predator trick? Yeah.
Have we already covered this? Yeah.
The other guy told us to walk like a predator.
Yeah.
And now all the males in town... are having cat fights in the back alley. Yeah. Like stray cats.
They're fighting over scraps. All the men are fighting. They've ganged up their pack animals now. Oh, wait, but the new Sigma male video says that we should be loners, so yeah. All the packs broke up.
It's just stray cats that have no affiliation to other stray cats.
All the hair should stand up on the back of your neck when you...
Yeah, arch. You know when cats get into a fight and they do that circle thing, I just imagine, like, guys walking on all fours fighting for a chick that way. And the woman's like, I don't want to fuck either of you. Yeah. Nobody's getting fucked here.
What is going on here?
No, it would work. It would work.
It would work. Yeah.
They just like claw at each other, like bite each other's necks and stuff.
It's just cats now.
He wins and then just stands up and goes like, all right, so like we gonna like fuck or something. Like, I don't know if you noticed, but I actually just like bit that other guy in the neck.
Yeah, I ripped off a piece of his meat.
Where's the bathroom? Honey, you're looking at it. It's just a litter box.
It's just a whole bathroom that's covered in sand.
Yeah. Piss and poop anywhere. It's what our ancestors used to do.
Yeah.
God, it used to be so easy to get a chick back in the fucking caveman times, dude. Yeah. Oh, they really knew what they were doing.
Yeah. Thank God Charisma on Command is here to guide us back to those times.
I've got to watch one of these videos at some point see, like, what the fuck?
Just look at the host. And it's like, dude, you could do any of that and get a chick. Like, the guy's a handsome dude. I've now mentioned that three times, so Stalsky will be like,
he's not that handsome.
He can do anything to anyone.
He's moderately attractive. I feel like it would give more credence to his arguments if he was just absolutely ugly looking with like a lazy eye.
But then it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Oh my, the shadow
Anyways,
rule.
You should make, I got a great channel idea for you, Sam.
Yeah.
It's called Charisma. On demand.
Uncommon habits that make people instantly...
I demand it. Charisma at gunpoint.
Jesus Christ. This is like, these are like videos you feed a robot to make it like turn into a person. Like, five common habits to make you unlikable. Six easy ways to make small talk with anyone. Like, do people not just know how to do these things?
Dude, Zuckerberg's eating this shit up. He loves it.
Yeah, I know. Like, yeah, maybe like people with like Asperger's or something like genuinely could benefit or something, but like who's watching all these? They have so many views.
Wait, were you there when Kalar was bringing up his Asperger's?
No,
there's a guy in Discord, he's got Asperger's, and I was just like, no, you don't. which only someone with Asperger's would get angry and defend the fact that they have Asperger's.
Yeah.
So then he's just like getting, he's like, I do. It's on my medical records. I have Asperger's. I've never seen someone so adamant. I'm cripplingly autistic. I can assure, I have the paperwork
you should
good,
have,
sir.
Yeah, you should have taken that opportunity when you're like, you don't have Asperger's. You should have been like, no, I don't. Yeah. I'm cured.
I just thought it was funny to make someone fight for their...
That's fucked up. I thought it was really funny to just try and, you know,
to
argue
play
with
the mind of someone that has no social skills.
Someone that's already got enough on their plate.
Yeah, no, you don't. Yeah, you don't have that.
It's like,
oh, God.
I bet this guy's like 5'5".
Maybe that one kid in the Discord server you mentioned earlier was watching these videos. One of them literally says, don't be nice, and it says 5 jokes that instantly make people like you.
Oh, really?
I'm gonna blow your mom's butt out. Yeah, number two.
Your mom's getting her asshole blown out. And then, if the joke doesn't land here at Charisma on Command, we say you should go, guys, double down. I thought we were all joking here. I thought we were buddies.
Yeah. Try to blame them.
And then make it more vulgar and worse. Yeah. I don't think you guys heard me right.
I'm gonna go ahead and say the punchline again. I wish I could have seen that, because there's like a weird satisfaction in he is 5'6". That's why he makes these.
That's why
he's handsome, but he's a scaled down person.
Oh no! I notice every one of his videos is filmed from the ground up, so he looks like he's like how they always film Danny Trejo, where he's like standing on a car. Yeah. He looks like he's 8 feet tall.
I'm on a celebrity wiki site. I had to dig for this, but yeah, he's not like a real person. He's like a doll, or
like
something.
like a Keebler elf type guy.
Yeah. God, what were we saying? Like 1 second before I exclaimed that, because I had. Oh yeah, I love. Remember. Like, there's a weird that like awkwardness that you get when you're in a call and someone is just trying way too hard. I kind of eat that up a little bit. Like, I never want to be there, but
that's why I sat there for an extra 20 minutes. I was like, I gotta, cause once you failed once, I
feel so bad for them. Yeah. Cause I'm like, you can tell that they're trying.
And in that moment, I was the source of that awkwardness. Cause like he was there trying, like he was asking me a ridiculous amount of questions.
He was trying to be the next.
Yeah.
The next YouTube guy.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just like Brian. Hey, you retard. You fucking.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I mean.
He's like, I can replace one of your oldest friends. Come on, man. Come on. Let me talk to you.
5 minutes in this call will trump a decade of friendship with this guy. I'm telling you. Wait until I get to your mom's asshole blown out punchline. Yeah. That one
wait till
kill.
I get to number four. Okay, number four is going to corrupt your mind.
Charisma Command said, "Do a rape threat to your mom." That always lands.
Fourth one's going to psychologically torment you until you love me. Oh my god. Oh, I just. Oh my god. This claims that his net worth is one to 5 million, which is kind of a broad, you know, when you're getting. And also, I feel like all those.
You looked up his net worth?
No, it's on this celebrity wiki thing. But I feel like those are always wrong, because you always see YouTubers post like, oh, wow, I didn't know I was worth 3 million.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're
grossly overestimated.
Apparently, Sam's a millionaire.
Hell yeah.
Wait, let me see if you're on this.
Yeah, wait, what's my range? Is it within the same thing as that guy's?
Let me look you up. Celebrity Wiki.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Wait.
What does it say? I got
it. You're 5'8", so maybe it's not accurate. Well, because...
I have some disinformation out there. I put some different heights out there.
It's $1 to $12 million. What a.
Wait, someone's a higher range than that guy?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And your salary is somewhere between $50,000 to $200,000. They make it so broad.
Yeah, they do. Hell yeah.
Wait, it says you're. It actually has like a weird amount. It says. It says right now she is 28 years, 7 months, and 4 days old. It calls you a she in this. But then it says he is a renowned YouTuber in the United States.
Wait, he says he's 28
neighboring
in that?
Country. He's very efficient American YouTuber. Who wrote this?
Like an Indian guy or something.
Is this Sam or is this fucking Charisma on Command?
Who is Sam? Hold on, I'll link it.
So they... It's like a fucking AI generated bio on like it.
Body size 42 inches.
You have a picture of me with a fucking like yarmulke on my head. Yeah. Oh no, it's not a yarmulke. It's Abby's fucking. She had a she bought a bra and they come with like padding.
Okay.
and she's like, I already have tits. Like why? Like if you buy a bra for like, let's say D's. They come with like padding in there so that your boobs don't fit in. You have to like cut it out. And I was just wearing it as like a yarmulke.
Phone number update soon. Dude, with some guys actively trying to dox you for this website.
The major and primary source of her income is YouTuber.
Hell yeah.
This is written so poorly. Under review, email address.
Waist size, update soon. But chest size, 42 inches. How did they know my chest size?
Yeah, right?
Chest size, we were able to slip a little measuring tape around him while he wasn't looking. We weren't able to get the waist size. Bicep size, under review.
Okay. According to this, you weigh 443 pounds.
You're 5'8", weigh 400 pounds.
No. Dude, this they don't know shit about you, dude.
Yeah, you should help them out here and send them all the
wrong information. Yeah.
Dude, yeah, what the fuck is this bicep size? Like, why body shape? What kind of
20 inches? 20 inches. 20 inch biceps.
You and put you into some body shape? Arena.
Not know. It just not know. I don't.
Educational qualification. We update soon.
Likes, YouTuber. Dislikes, under review. Hobbies, YouTuber.
Likes, YouTuber, dislikes, under review. Like,
yeah. Oh, it doesn't. Yeah, he seems just like a really positive guy. This doesn't seem to be anything.
Just a really positive, short, pretty light guy with a huge net worth.
He's like, just look at him. What is he? He looks like 5'8", 430 pounds.
Waist size, unsure, but that looks like a 42-inch chest to me.
42-inch chest. And he's got $12 million.
He's worth $1 million to $12 million.
Somewhere in between.
Somewhere between like $10,000 and $1 billion. Like, yeah. He's in this range.
Oh, this one's good.
Oh, Lord. You should at least get, there's a website. You can at least tell them to put like a business email there and like
No. I just like how weirdly unfilled out
they even
that
put
is.
Zach for your brother. Like, there's not even.
Why is bicep size a part of that? That's why I want to know.
I don't know. Okay, Sam, flex for us right now. Let's get that bicep size. Get a ruler. We need to see how big your bicep
I
want to
get just like as small as I can because I have no biceps. Like, just get the tightest. Well,
pretend like you're like, do a
really
straining
cold
face.
Shower for a long time. Get an ice bath and let yourself shrivel up.
Epsom salt. Crap. Yeah. I mean, yeah, like a raisin, I'll get salt. Out and then measure.
So squeeze it in. Yeah. Tie a fucking belt around your arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that actually would work.
Honestly, that's impressive that you're on here.
It's impressive that I'm on some fucking weird ass no name site.
This almost feels like a like somehow perverted. Just the biceps, all those things. Oh my god. We once one of my friends, one of my best friends, his mom, we found on a like there is a foot fetish website, and his mom had like someone had posted her feet on there with like reviews and stuff, and like people were like commenting, like, oh, great feet, like all this stuff. It was super weird.
Wait, were her pictures taken for the purpose of sexual stuff, or did they like sneak pictures of her feet?
She was a model, so it's just like from her career. And then they like zoomed in on her feet. Like, they weren't like feet pictures, they were just like, look right there. And she had like a pretty good rating, so. Good for her, you know. Dude. A lot of people were like, I jerked off so good to this.
God.
Do you remember Noomi Rapace, maybe? She's the lady that plays the girl in the dragon tattoo, like in the original one, the Swedish one.
No.
She I remember seeing on, I think it was like 4chan or some shit back in the day, there was a picture of her at like the red carpet, and this guy like zoomed in on her feet, and she's got like kind of like little chunker feet, and this guy's like, oh my god, look how fat her fucking toes are. Like, and he's like, there was a whole thread of people just jerking off this lady's feet. Look at, oh my god. And they were especially into her feet in high heels that were really strappy, so like fat bits were sticking between the leather straps. Oh, yeah. Like a fucking gross ham before it goes in the oven. Yeah. They're like, oh, the sweaty little piggies.
God, I want to poke them. Yeah. I want to poke them so bad. Dude,
speaking of the same friend, his dad also has like a Wikipedia, and when we were kids once, we just went through and edited it and like made revisions and made his life like totally goofy and like ah, like blah blah blah, like instead of like he went to art school, he went to fart school and like all this dumb shit and about like, yeah, like he lives with his dumb little bastard kid and all this stuff. And we were like dying laughing, he and we showed it job to his mom, and she was like, yeah, that's funny. And then he saw it and like freaked out. Was like, this is my legacy. Like, why would you do? Like, he didn't clearly have like a great grasp of like the internet or anything. Yeah. He's like, you changed my history. Like,
you wiped the books. The books are wiped. Now everybody, my employer thinks I went to fart school.
Yeah. Fart school. Gonna think I'm a what fraud. The hell is that?
You're like 10 years old. Picks both of us up. It's the same dad though that once I asked him for the Wi-Fi password and he exploded on me. I just don't think he understood what I was asking. Like, yeah, he reacted like I was asking for his social security number or something.
Yeah, and he was like, your banking credentials, thanks.
He was like, yeah. And I just showed up early to my friend's birthday party. I'm like the only one in the house, you know. I'm there all the time anyway. This dad always just notoriously hated me. And for like reasons beyond, you know, me as a person who's like, I'm not going to go into it, but he went off and was like, would your dad give me the Wi-Fi password if I asked for it? Like, it's public. Probably. Like, yeah, it's an open Wi-Fi. Like, of course. Yeah. If you asked for the Wi-Fi, and he just like blew up on me. And dude, there's some great occasions of him just like just dying to get it out for me. And at the same birthday party, my friend's uncle had brought like a cool RC plane, and we were kind of messing around with it. And I was always like, you know, a little bit of like voice reason, like, oh, I don't know, guys, like, should we be messing with this expensive like RC plane? One of my friends just like takes it, throws it, it instantly hits the ground and like gets a little fucked up. And he's like, oh, okay. Gets it again, throws it. As he's throwing it, basically the dad comes out and is running over, like coming over. It gets stuck in a tree. Oh, like the same guy, yeah, just threw it in the ground. And the dad runs over. It's like, why would you let Sam do this? Like, you know he would do this. Like, why would you let him destroy this? And everyone's like, it wasn't him. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he was like, what? Like, what? You knew this would happen. And we're all just like, same, what the fuck are you, like, what is going on?
Is this the same teacher that had it out for you, too?
No, this is not a teacher.
So you have multiple dads that just hate you.
Yeah, two. This dad has since had, like, a lot of regret for how he treated me when I was a kid, and it's like, apologized, but I'm still on some, like, it's on site type stuff. Because now I'm stronger than him, okay? He's in a wheelchair. And I'll straight up roll him into a lake.
He's terrified of you now. That's why he's trying to make amends.
You want to hear something kind of funny that's very similar to what you're saying?
If it's funnier, I don't want to hear it because then it'll overshadow my story.
It's not funnier, okay. But because yours is fueled by spite. This one's just kind of like he hated you on principle. And or with no justification.
I was like a little boy. Yeah.
Yeah, he had no hate in his life, and then the second you came out of the womb, he felt a disturbance. He was like, the seeds of hate are boiling in my gut.
I'm gonna start drinking a lot, baby.
Something anyway, just entered this world that's gonna put me in a wheelchair one day.
Oh, the Antichrist. The Antichrist has been born.
So the what? Oh, okay. So Bizzle was in the military, right? And he, while he was in the military, they had him. He would just do random shit. And he was talking about how much like he regrets it because of how much like taxpayer money he just threw down the toilet. And one time he wasn't part of the team that did like drone shit, but they were like, "Hey, dude, you want to throw the drone?" And he's like, "Sure." And so he goes to throw it, and they hadn't turned on the thing yet or anything. Yeah. It's like after you throw it, it has like a motor thing that like starts, you know. And so he just threw it, and it just went off a cliff and crashed into the ground. And they looked down there; it was completely shattered. And he was like, "Oh shit, that wasn't expensive, was it?" Apparently, they're $35,000 a piece.
Jesus Christ!
And he just fucking whoop threw it off a cliff. Yeah.
Yeah, the one that we threw in the tree was also pretty pricey. It was probably like $200.
Yeah. He should have been $36,000, like just $1,000 extra.
Yeah. I've actually been kind of wanting, literally just because I saw someone flying one the other day, and I was like, "Oh, that's pretty cool." Just a drone for like cool drone shots.
I have one. It's so fun. Yeah.
You use it?
The problem is that I don't have a whole lot of opportunities to use it. But yeah, when I do use it, it's great.
I just thought of you just flying around terrorizing your kids.
No, like, I don't want to be that guy that's like flying a drone in my own backyard, like looking over the fences. Yeah. That's like wearing goggles in the swimming pool.
Have you seen the ones where you wear like fucking like goggles and you like are in it? It's like real video games.
Yeah.
Have you seen
those? What? There's two types of people that do those. Yeah, they're called the FPV goggles drones.
Let me see.
It's like you put on like a VR headset and you see what the drone sees.
Oh my god, they're $1,300.
They're expensive.
I would definitely, the problem, like, I want a drone, but I'd certainly accidentally drive it into like the sun or something, or you know, blow it up
and
on a car.
Your retinas would be gone because you're seeing what the drone sees.
My skin starts melting off. Yeah. It's melded to my face.
We're doing flying an FPV drone is like going in the Matrix. If you die in the drone, you die in real life.
Your brain just can't comprehend what happened.
You get whiplash and snap your own neck.
Jesus Christ, these FPV max speed for this one on B&H. 87 miles per hour.
They're fast, man.
Holy fuck.
I just thought of fucking, like, what if the drone collapsed and someone stole it and he's still watching it all happen? Like, why? The guy puts it in his backpack. He's like, "What's happening?" The guy takes it out, starts beating the shit out of the drone.
Damn, dude. I bet these are fucking sick to fly around, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, it would probably... you feel like you need a goddamn pilot's license to drive one of these ones.
I see, like, two types of videos. There's, like, the people that do cool cinematic stuff where they're, like, almost like the bodysuit surfing. You know, they'll get, like, low to the ground. And then there's the people that are, like, "Let's do Urbex FPV drone footage." And they just, like, fly into, like, grain silos and go...
I've seen
and
those.
And then backflips and shit. And I'm like, how is the guy not having a seizure driving this? Like,
I can't imagine wrecking like a $1,300 drone. I'd be like flying it like 1 foot above the air in a grass field. Like, okay, buddy. Like, oh, these are pretty goddamn sweet, though. Yeah, I would have to, if I got one of these, I'd just have to become like a goddamn amateur filmmaker or something.
You'd have to be
like
an porno. Instagram star, yeah.
Yeah, or probably like porno.
That would be great. Yeah,
Ratatouille porno with a sick opening establishing shot from a drone.
Yeah, up in the Himalayas, they always do like the mountain. Like,
yeah, I'm watching a video right now, and they're fucking just flying around mountains. And
yeah,
shit.
Up in the mountains, and then on one of those peaks is two rats pulling the hair of two hikers, making them destroy each other's bodies via sex.
God damn. Yeah, I definitely don't go to enough scenic places to justify this because these people are flying in like the most like most beautiful places.
But think about it. If you brought to the hiking trip.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
the whole point.
Around. Oh.
You can fly mine all you want while we're hiking. I got three batteries.
They're hella light.
Yeah, I bought one over a year ago waiting for the hike.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then the hike never came. So now I just have the stupid drone.
Tax right off.
I wrote that shit off so hard.
Yeah, maybe we should all get some drones.
Yeah. Yes, anyways, drone I bought a get? Fleet of drones. write that up. I got the Mavic Air 2 or something.
Mavic or Maverick?
At Mavic. M-A-V-I-C Air 2.
Oh,
I put that one on my wish list, even though I'll probably never buy it.
Dude,
but
that's
it looked
barely
cool.
Less expensive than the ones with the goddamn helmets.
Yeah. Oh wait, no, this might not be the one I got. Now that I'm looking at it.
Looks fucking intense.
What was I gonna say though? The camera looks great on them. Like Sam was showing footage of it. It looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, they
4K 60.
Like I figured they would skimp on the camera.
The camera's solid, man.
It's actually really nice. Yeah.
Oh, dude, the active tracking is sweet too. How you can have it just like follow you.
Yeah.
On some of them.
I've seen some where you put like not just active tracking that way, but you can put like a key fob or something on the person or whatever you want to track, and then it just hovers behind it.
Interesting.
And
yeah.
So I saw
thinking like a predator.
Yeah. So then women can get like a third person perspective of you seducing them, acting like a predator in the.
Have you seen that video of, like, I think it's like in Africa, like this lady in a hut or something is screaming and freaking out. Somebody has like a drone like in front of her and flying around her. She's like, ah, no, ah, oh Jesus. Oh God. She's like fucking like doing this and shit. It's so fucking funny.
Oh man. They've got this on Moments website.
That's, oh God,
dude. I need to not get into drones because that's certainly just something I use like once a year.
Yeah.
Be like, cool.
Yeah, but that but once a
yeah,
year.
Yeah, once
awesome.
A year, though, I'll be like, wow, yeah, flying around. I'd be going into people's houses. I'd just be waiting for my neighbor to open up his door, and boom, 80 miles an hour, I shoot into there.
Into his house. And then you have great footage of him trying to get you out like a bird. It's like the first from a bird's perspective of what it looks like with a man with a broom trying to get you out. Deborah, open the door. It. I'll scare him towards it.
Wow,
you're just
yeah.
hovering around.
These Mavics put are him, sick.
Yeah.
Surgically insert a key fob into his chest so that he can
stays a distance away from him at all times.
We should blow this thing fucking up on the hike.
What the fuck?
Crash it into a goddamn like into a wild animal.
Dude, if we had like if we had like Jay Schlatt money, how funny would that be to like everything goes wrong on the hike. So of course we're like, guys, we're making this one really professional. We got drones, and then the next shot is both of us flying them and we crash into each other.
Oh yeah.
In drone fight. So and we of course we prep them up with like Tannerite and shit, so when they hit each other, it's like fireball, like it blows up. Shrapnel goes everywhere.
Like, what the fuck?
Aqua dies from frags fragmentation.
Yeah, we crash him into Aqua's tank.
Propeller blade through his chest.
He runs out screaming.
I told you I didn't want to hike.
You guys are going to prank the shit out of Aqua since we got Jay Schlatt money. We filled his tent to the brim with Tannerite while he's asleep. It's not like real dynamite. Everyone just silent agreement. We can never talk about what just happened.
That footage is awesome, on YouTube anyway. But it's also a homicide, so that's getting deleted. Yeah.
The good thing is bones would probably be eviscerated in the blast. No dental records or anything. Aqua, come to the trip, though.
Yeah, it'll be great.
We're not going to blow you up.
Yeah. We're going to tie 15 drones to the top of your tent and fly you away.
Fly them away.
Fly them up. Yeah. The sleeping bag. Yeah. Just hang them over a cliff. We're just joking, Aqua. Calm down, pussy. I
thought we were friends here. What the?
Tie it to his hair. Man. He's just being... just dragging him through the woods. We can only lift him up like 1 foot, so the rest of his body is just scraping. But you should come to the trip.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
We don't have that kind of money to do that. So
yeah,
you're safe. Yeah.
You only will have one drone there. We could probably, you know, how much damage can we do with one?
Well, I'm gonna tape a knife to the bottom of it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, tape a knife on it and stab it in the chest.
Cattle prod or something.
Good POV shot. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what it'd look like if we stabbed Aqua.
Yeah. Good stuff. Anyways, yeah, I think that's about it, right? You got to go to the bank.
I have to go to my accountant. I don't even know if I'm going to make it, honestly.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. People are going to be upset because we didn't mention this for the Jay Schlatt thing, but Norm MacDonald did die.
Yeah, what, we
didn't mention that?
No, we didn't mention that last time.
Oh.
Yeah, that was like the one thing we had written down.
Yeah, we didn't even mention it. Probably the saddest thing to ever happen in September.
It's the new...
Other than my birthday, that was pretty sad too. But yeah, I mean...
It's the new worst thing.
Yeah, the new worst thing to happen in September. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, he passed. It was actually really sad. I still think about it. Tough stuff.
Jesus Christ.
Rest easy, good sir.
Norm McDonald. Yeah.
You know what? On the hike, let's do a 4-gun salute.
We'll shoot. All of us bring our guns.
Bang, bang, bang.
This is for Norm. We kick him off a cliff or something.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. And Norm. Yeah.
Yeah, and Norm. Yeah.
We love Aqua, but we would kill Aqua for Norm in memoriam.
Back. Yeah. No. Why couldn't it have been anyone else?
He followed me on Twitter, dude. I was thinking maybe in a perfect world, when the podcast gets good enough, we'll have him on as a guest, and then he selfishly dies. Can you believe it?
Why couldn't it have been?
That's fucked up.
Aqua or Z-Chum or Decky or King. Come Aqua on.
Or all of them for one Norm. I mean, like,
just... come on. Omid, Exil, you know, yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, that fucking sucks.
Anyways, yeah, so we'll catch you guys next time. We had a...
Stolt, put in a 10-minute moment of silence at the end of this, the black the screen.
Yeah.
Really buffered out. Let's try to get that 2-hour mark for the ad revenue. Yeah. That's what Norm would have wanted. Yeah.
Norm loved ad revenue. That was his favorite part.
He was always talking about it. That's what we remember most about him. Comedy second, dude. Kind of the benefits of bolstering your time first. Yeah. He was good. He was a hero in that way.
Yeah. He's the only guy I know of that could go from the beginning, like right after commercial break, to the start of another commercial break and tell one joke.
He was always checking his watch.
Yeah, I had 20 seconds to make this one land, baby.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Good stuff. Anyways, rest in peace. Yeah. Salt, have fun editing this. Poob, good luck at the thing. I'm gonna go play Diablo.